Be'ez Hashem Mizbeach, we begin Perek Achad Asra, the 11th chapter in the Hilcha Shechit, in the Rambam's laws of slaughtering in the Sefer Kedusha, which the Rambam, so to speak, concludes his discussion for the previous parakim regarding the problem about treifa. And in this parakim discusses what happens in situations of doubt, if it's treifa, regarding how to inspect it, to verify one way or the other. So in halacha, the Rambam opens up regarding this halacha of doing a bedika, of checking regarding a suffix, a doubt that comes up by a treifa. It says the Rambam, kol behema, if any animal or bird, shenoyle ben sveik treifas metreifas elum, the situation of doubt regarding these mortal defects that we have from these laws of treifas that we mentioned in the previous parakim. Kugan, for example, behema shenafla b'loy holcha. The animal fell and it didn't go, because we said if the animal would go, then we know that it didn't become a treifa. But let's say it fell and it didn't walk. Or it was preyed upon by a wild animal. Then you do it. You don't know. Which we said that's one of the signs. If the flesh opposite the intestines, if it turned red or it didn't turn red. Or if its skull was crushed. Then you do it. And you don't know. Was it a majority or the minority? Things similar to that, like that, which we said those are ways of verifying. And this situation, we don't know. So, im haya zachar, v'shar shneim asa chedesh. If it was a male and it survived, you waited 12 months. Hariz b'cheska shleim k'shar kol bemis. Then we have a presumption that it's intact like all other animals. Because a moral defect, it would die. And the fact that it's around for 12 months is enough of a sign that it's not a treva. Then mice in the cave, and if it's a female, there's actually even a quicker sign. It's sufficient achatelet until she gives birth. If it would be a treva, she wouldn't be able to go ahead and have a child. Even regarding fowl, also bezachas nemas achedish regarding the male, if it survives 12 months, again, there are other signs that we had mentioned previous parakim, but if we have a suffix, we don't know if it was the majority, the minority, and so on and so forth, so then the generic waiting 12 months would be sufficient. Within the keva, regarding the female, asher teilid kala beitzim shaltein rishon, so it has to first lay all the eggs of the first that it was already had inside of it, when this incident happened, and the mesitin in the shnevatel, and then has to go ahead and again have again a second batch of eggs and lay those eggs, and then again that's a sign that it's not a treifa, because just laying those eggs when it was already had it before this incident of possibly a treifa that wouldn't verify it, but that it again loaded up again and then laid those eggs, that's a sign that it's not a treifa. Now, Lacha Beis says, Rambam also limker sveik treifa zu, which we said this, we don't know if it's a treifa or not. Now, I'll sell this suffik treifa zu legoy b'teis manzeh to a Gentile in this period. Again, if you didn't wait the 12 months yet, which we don't know if it's treifa or not, shemim currently so, because he might sell it to a Jew, and obviously that's something that's prohibited biblically to eat, possibly. So, as a stringency, one should not sell it to the Gentile. Now, Lacha Gimel says, Rambam, what happens if there's a presumption that it is okay, and regarding a flaw in that? As Rambam says, Halacha Gimel, kol behema chai v'oif, generally, any animal, wild animal, or fowl, b'cheskes b'rim him, we presume that it is healthy, and that is v'ein chosh lehem, we're not concerned that shem yesh b'm treifa, it could be a moral defect, no, we go based on the majority, which it has that chazaka. Now, the figure differ, k'shi yeshachat to shechita k'sheira, so if someone does an appropriate slaughtering, einam tzrichim b'tika, shem yesh b'm achsim and treves, you don't have to go through the whole anatomy of the animal to check, maybe it has one of the treves. Alarehim b'cheskes heter, it has a presumption that's permitted, ashivol lehem davir shachashla, until something happens that will make us suspect. V'achkach b'yikim oisei davir b'lvat, and then b'yikim oisei davir b'lvat, then we'll have to check for that specific thing. But until we have some type of a reyesa, some type of a suspicion, but we have a cheskes hatter. As Rambam says, Alokha dal ketzai, he says, how so? Say, for example, shenishbet hagaf shel oif. If let's say the wing of the bird got dislocated, so then b'yikim oisei reyesa sheminikva, then you have to check the lungs to see if it was perforated. Let's say nafla behema, let's say the animal fell, because that's because the wing of the bird is right there by the area where the lungs are, and if it got dislocated, it might have punctured the lung. Let's say nafla behema, let's say the animal falls. So b'yikim oisei sheminikva, then you have to check the limbs to see maybe they got dislodged when the animal fell. Let's say nisrat it's esmeresh, let's say the head, the bone of the head got crushed. So b'yikim krum shalmech, then you have to check the membrane of the brain, sheminikva, maybe got punctured. Let's say hikol oisei kites, let's say a thorn hit the animal, or let's say someone threw an arrow, a remach, or a sword, or something like that, into the v'nichnas l'chalol, and went into the cavity of the animal. Okay, we're not concerned for that. But then you have to inspect the whole internal cavity of the animal. Maybe one of the inner organs were punctured. Shetitov bin the kibasim, which would make the animal a trefa by being perforated, anything like that, then you have to check for that thing. Halochai, lefikr, therefore. Reya shehelset tzmachim, so let's say if there's lungs which they have these growths on them, or you find these adhesions, they're like these threads that are hanging from the organ. Viladifin, so it's hanging between the lung and the rib cage, or between the lung and the heart, or the tapers are covered, or to the diaphragm, where there's this sticky adhesion, that the strip that's hanging between the lung and these other things. Oh, chayshin law, then we're concerned shem and nikva. Maybe what happened was, maybe the lungs were perforated, and therefore it created some mucus coming out, and then it's like some type of a scab-like type of thing, which is covering over, which is now stuck onto the rib cage that's near it, or to the heart, and then, therefore then you have to do an inspection. Let's say you find these bubbles full with liquid. So we're concerned that maybe the bronchiole that's beneath it had perforated, and again, therefore that it causes this mucus, these liquids to come out, and thus creating these boils. Then you have to do bedika again, but until we see anything that's not problematic, we don't suspect. But when we do, then you got to do bedika. Now, halacha above the Ram continues specifically regarding the halacha and the custom as it applies to the lungs in this element of what's known as sirchus, which that touched upon the whole concept of glot kosher and non-glot kosher. The Ram says like this, says, so according to the halacha, based on the ikar halacha, based on what we were talking about, if you find the lungs, if there's hanging in these adhesions like these threads, so if it was from the body of the lung itself, and it was attached to the rib cage, or to the heart, or to the diaphragm, which these are all near the lungs. So what you would do is like this. So you would cut off this adhesion. We want to know what's beneath it. We want to know what this is. You would take out the lungs, and then you would inflate it, as we had said this in Perek Zayin Halacha Ches, you inflate it in lukewarm water. Im nimtzis nekuva, so, and that's a test to see if there's going to bubble out. If you find there's a hole, okay, so then it's a trefa. Vim loynis baba hamayim, but if the water doesn't bubble, harei shleim mechon nekev mutara, so then it's intact from any hole and it's going to be permitted. And v'sirchas du lahaisim b'mekayim nekev, obviously this adhesion was not where there was a hole over here. Or maybe where did this adhesion come from? Maybe it was only the upper membrane that got perforated, and it didn't impact the vitality of the animal. But says Rambam, we never saw anyone who ruled like this. We didn't hear of any places that do like this. Why not? Even though that's ikra halacha. So as Rambam says halacha zayin, he says like this. Although these are things that are seemingly the way it comes out from the words of the sage of the Gemara, but the custom that's been widespread amongst the Jewish people is as follows. When they slaughter an animal, a wild animal, so they tear the diaphragm, and they tear away the diaphragm so that you can access the animal, that they want to get to the lungs, and they want to check it where it is in the animal. That if it's not hanging with a adhesion here on the lungs, as the Ram says, whether you find this adhesion from one lobe in the lung to the flesh, that's where it lies, whether the flesh between the ribs, whether the flesh that's by the chest, or whether you find adhesion from one lobe to another on the order, or from the body of the lung to the lobe that's right near it, then they would permit it, because those are things that are okay. But again, they would check it specifically, and although we said before that there's no reason to check, here they would check to specifically check to what to see what type of sirchus there are on the lungs. Now, halacha ches. Now, if they would find a thread, which are these adhesions, these threads, that come out from the body of the lung, to any place where it could stretch out, even if it's like a hair's breadth, but then they would make it forbidden. Halacha test. So too, if it was from the lungs, a thread, which it's stretched out to the heart. You see, so it's not just on the lung itself or attached to a lobe near it, which we said in the previous halacha, and the halacha zayin would be okay. No, it's like it's attached, it's thread out to the heart, la lev, or la tarpash akobar, or to the diaphragm, or la kisalev, or to the pouch of the heart, or la vardor, to the rose, which is an extension of that's on the bottom right of the lungs. So bein shayachut min oim shel reya. So whether if this thread, again this adhesion, this tissue, was from the body of the lung, bein shayim min oizen, whether it was from one of the lobes, even though it's just a thin little thread like piece of tissue, oizen oisa, this adhesion, they would make it forbidden. And the chen vardish nimtzis debuka bekisa. So too, if the rose itself was found attached in the pouch that it's in, or if there's this thread, again, adhesions are concerns that something was punctured and therefore that's where this adhesion came from, this extraneous piece. Or if you have a thread that went out from the rose to its pouch, they would make it forbidden. And so too, let's say you have a thread that's going from one lobe to another lobe, but not in the order. We said if it's in the order, that's okay because it's blocking up and that's not considered trefa, but to another one, and then if it pulls apart, then we're concerned that it could make a hole. So then, here would you have the adhesion from one to the next, then they would make it forbidden. Now, says Rav Malacha Yud, there are certain places that their custom is, that if they find an adhesion from the lobe to the flesh, and to the bone that's on the ribs, and this adhesion is attached to both of them, from the lung to the flesh and to the bone that's by the ribs, that oisa, that they would make it forbidden. And the reason for that is because since the bone itself would not be a valid plug, because it doesn't go flush into the hole, so even though there's flesh over here and bone, even though the flesh on its own would close up the hole, but it's not going to be affected because since opposite the bone it doesn't close up, so even though there's flesh over there, it also would not be sufficient. And since Ram Abba Marmin Oisim, and my father, my teacher, was from those who actually hold it forbidden. It says, Ram vanim in hamatirin, I'm from those who say that it's actually permitted. Now, omid mekemes matirin, and there are some places, a few places that permit, even if it's only attached, this adhesion, to just bone. But vanim, I say it's forbidden, because again, it's not going to plug up the hole, it's only if there's flesh, that could plug up, and then we're not considered that it's a trefa. Halachi Rav, says Ram, yesh mekemes, there are certain places, shenevchen hareya, they always blow up the lung. Maybe there's a hole. But it says, most places they don't blow up the lungs. Like he said, opening up these halachas, there's nothing here that happened that should cause us to be concerned for. And says, Ram, we never ever inflated a lung, in Spain, in the West. Unless something happened that made us be concerned, then we have to check. But if not, we don't check. Halachi Beis says Ram with Dvarim Ha'elukulim. Now, all these things that we were just talking about in Mapiyadin, they're not based on the primary halacha. Elapiyaminik, rather, it's based on the custom commission, like we explained. Halacha Vav, Halacha Zayin. Umeoyim l'shemanik b'mishabadik oven. Says Ram, and we never heard anyone that inspects the lungs of fowl. Elam noyle chashash, unless there's a concern. So although by behemoths, which is more of a concern that something might have happened, there maybe is contested if one has to check automatically, but definitely not by birds. Now, look, Gimel Ram continues regarding what happens if there's an adhesion that's not attached in its place. As Ram says, Misha Shacharis Vayim, someone slaughters an animal. Vakarsa Betni tears open the stomach. Vakoyim Shiyibdik Esareya, and before he checks the lungs, Bokel of a guy, even not Lesareya Vahalachle, a dog or a gentle comes in and takes the lungs and he leaves. Saharizim Mataris. So then it's going to be permitted. In other words, what's the chedesh? Ve'inam, we don't say, Shem Nekuva Isa, maybe it's perforated, or Shem Nebuka Isa, or maybe it was attached to this sircha, was attached to the rib cage, or to some other place, that's okay, that it's going to be problematic. So it says, Ram, no, She'im Achzikin Isa, because we don't presume that there should be any problems. Rather, we have a presumption of that it's permitted, until you know with what did it become a treva. And the Kashem Shein Cheshem B'Krei Moyach U'Leshadja, just that we're not concerned for just in general for the membrane of the brain and for the spinal backbone, B'Kitzvah, things like that. Kachle Nochesh L'Reish Avda, so too we're not concerned if the lungs were lost, which there one might think that there might be more problematic entities, and that's Rambam Shita, that no, that we're not concerned for that. And Ve'im B'Zem Minig, and there's no custom. You can't even say that there's a custom for this. Because anything that does not so commonly happen, you can't say there's a custom regarding it. And since it's not so common for a Gentile or a dog just to take away the lungs, you can't say there's a custom to make it prohibited, and therefore, says the Rambam, it's going to be permitted. Now, Lachi Yadalad says, Ramboha goy, oi ha Yisrael. Let's say a Gentile or a Jew comes, and he removes the lungs before it was inspected. Now, but it's around. So then, and this is what we said that regarding what do you do if you couldn't check it in its place. So if it's gone, okay, we'll say it's permitted. But if it's around, then we inflate it. Even though we don't know if there was growth or not, because of the widespread custom. And again, this is for those who hold that you don't always have to check, but here that it was tampered with. So then one should go ahead and check the lung by inflating it to see if there's any holes or not. Now, in the last halacha tzvav, the Rambam talks about regarding unnecessary or extensive stringencies in these halachas. It says, Yesh makom, there are certain places, shem nimtzu sirchus medoldolos min hareya. If there's any sirchus, any adhesions that are hanging from the lungs, av bishen in the bukas, even though they're not attached, loyla doifim, loyla makamacha, not to the ribcage, not to any other place, which, again, that would be the concern that if there's hole, it could pull, it could make holes. Here, any adhesions, oyser noyser, they would make it forbidden, and this is what's well known as glot. Glot means that the lungs have to be smooth, that we don't want to have any adhesions. Any adhesions, we're concerned for that there's a possible injury over here. But says Ram, but this is a great loss for Ibn Mamun Israel and the loss of money for the Jewish people. Says Moim Loinagaz, and we never had this custom, Libet Sarfas, not in France, Libet Safara, not in Spain, but Linishma Zabamar, we never heard about this in the West. And says Ram, the Ain Ro, Linnik, Mimnik, that's not appropriate to have this custom. Elan Nevchen, I said, right? Like we said, you inflate it. And even that's what's called not galat. It's not smooth. There's an adhesion, but it's not attached to anything else. It's just on the lungs itself. So, but you inflate it, and it's a shleim in the neck. If you find that it's intact from any perforations, harizim ataris, so then the meat is going to be permitted.